Hello and welcome to Catfish Trash Talk. This is episode 110. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noelle Winters Herzog.
I'm a comedian.
You're a comedian. Season 4, episode 19 of Catfish, the television show.
Did you like this episode? Did you remember
it? I cried a
it?
Little. No. Everything is like I've seen it the first time.
I remembered some of it, not all of it. I didn't cry.
I have the memory of a goldfish.
I know you do.
This is every episode I watch is like the first time.
Well, I mean, when the hell did this come out? A long time ago. You forget.
I know, but I could read a book, right? Mm-hmm. And then I could go to the beginning and start reading it again and be surprised by everything that happens.
But yet you'll remember like what shoes I was wearing 35 years ago.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember experiences more than I remember things I watch or read.
It's funny because like we'll be talking, you'll be like, oh, I spoke to John. And I'm like, who's John? You're like, duh, you remember John. And it's like, there's 100 Johns and I will never remember that specific John that you think I should remember.
Yes, because I remember things in real life. I cannot remember things that I read or watch. I don't know
See,
why.
I feel like I'm the opposite. I remember facts. I remember everything I watch, everything Mm-mm. I read. Mm-mm. When I think back to memories, if you and I talked about our California trip, mm-hmm. I have maybe 4 memories from
it. Oh, well, you actually blocked that one out. I yeah. know that for a fact.
Did
that
I?
Was a yeah, of course. That was a bad time in your life.
It was, but it's also like, I mean, I couldn't tell you about, oh, well, my wedding was disastrous, things happened, but I couldn't tell you anything about that. Like,
yeah,
there's
certain
things
when you're stressed out and when I'm stressed out,
right?
You block things out.
I can remember some weird, dumb things again, mm-hmm. like clothes, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But like my memory when it comes to shows and reading things, top tier.
Yeah, mine is zero bottom.
It's wild.
I am a bottom feeder of remembering TV shows. And that's what makes it so fun to watch Catfish season 4, episode 19 again.
Yeah, I could see that.
Every day is like the first day. My life is like 50 first dates.
We froze. Did I freeze too?
No.
Oh, wow. That time you froze. That never happened before.
Oh, wow. How fun.
It's over. It's fine.
I'm so scared. My life is like 50 first dates, though.
Okay, I can see that, but do you only last like, what does she last for? That one guy that was 10 seconds. I don't think your memory was only 10 seconds.
No, isn't it every day she wakes up?
Yeah, but then they went to like a facility where like somebody else had it, but he only remembered 10 seconds and he
like
kept introducing
seconds.
Himself over and over again.
No, I have the full day. I have one episode at a time.
Well, this was fun. This wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. Let's jump into the pool. But before we do, if you're listening to this, you have to make sure that you go over to our Patreon and subscribe because you will get so much bonus content, including my new favorite podcast, Recycled with Noelle and Michael, where they're covering season 2 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Also, we're covering Vanderpump Rules on our new podcast, So Pumped, and Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, along with 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, BS, our favorite podcast.
The best.
And so many other things. So go over to patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast and check out all of our bonus stuff. And it's right down there in the show notes.
Over 1,400 bonus episodes on Patreon.
It's insane.
That's nuts.
Let's talk about Devin and Rylan.
All right.
Okay. So Max is still busy with the movie.
So Todrick Hall is going to be the host.
Do you know who this is?
I love him. So I'm obsessed with
him. Okay. I got to tell you. So I see him for the first time because, again, I can't remember anything in life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, I don't like this guy. And then as the episode, I'm like, I love this guy.
So he has a bad rep. Like an assistant came out of his, says that he like would sexually harass people. This, that. I actually don't know what's real and what's not. Because also, right. Some people are just fired and are,
sure,
sour grape.
Better.
But I love him so much. He's like best friends with Taylor Swift. He's in her videos.
Really?
He was in her, you need to calm down, that video. Like about, it's like all about like gay rights.
And interesting.
He's in it with her. He's like a choreographer.
Oh.
And he has all these other videos. Go on YouTube. Look up Cinderfella.
Okay.
Every star in the world is in this video and he reenacts all of Cinderella. It's unbelievable. It's a whole
music. I love him.
He's
so
talented.
He's at American Idol, mm-hmm. and he's gonna have he had a show on MTV.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's fun. But again, first impressions, I'm like, I think just because there's so many of like these non-celebrities that are co-hosts
that are
that
a one and done.
You're like, oh, God, yeah, who is this? But no, I was like, as the thing, I was like, oh, he could be a permanent co-host. This is fun.
I love him so much.
He brings a little pizzazz.
He is a phenomenal dancer.
Yeah, he's really fun. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to watch his videos, actually. All right, so we meet Devin. He's 21 from Canyon, Texas. He goes to college and he delivers pizza on the side.
Right.
1.5 years ago, he met Rylan. She's 23 and she's living in Austin, but she mm-hmm. was living near him before. And they met on MeetMe. And they're in a serious relationship, but she's never Skyped with him. He's never seen video of her.
He's already asked her to live with him.
Because he wants to save her.
No, I know. But it's like, at least I will say this. He wasn't like, she helps me through stuff. She listens to me.
No, he helps her through stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Todrick is like, oh, did you want to give her some? What? So I think Neve said you wanted to deliver her some deep dish.
Yeah.
And then Todrick goes, yeah, with sausage. And I'm like, finally, they're like loosening up. Sometimes I feel like they're so uptight.
They're so serious all the mm-hmm. time. I actually think Todrick and Neve get along so well.
But that's what I'm saying. I think I love this bromance.
Yeah, me too.
So he did give her $100.
Mm-hmm. For gas?
For
what
gas.
Does she drive?
Well, he was trying to get her to meet him.
Right. Okay.
And then he did send her a birthday card, but her friends ripped it up.
Okay. Why did we not elaborate more on this?
What do you mean your friends ripped it up?
Right.
And also,
why?
Did you send her cash and a birthday card?
I like guarantee
my grandmother?
You it was cash. Yes.
Oh, my God. All right. So she has no Facebook because mm-hmm. she, quote, tried to make it and never did. That's the best excuse I've ever heard.
Do you know how, I'm going to use that excuse for everything.
That is the new excuse for life. I tried, but I never did.
Never did, but I tried.
You know why I don't organize my clothes?
Uh-huh. Why?
Because I just never did. I tried to do it and I never did it.
That's why my closet looks like Mount Everest.
Yeah, that's why
right
I
now.
Haven't mopped the kitchen. I tried mm-hmm. to do it and I never did.
I never did it. Great excuse.
I loved it. Okay, so he's in an Airbnb.
Is he? Because everything in this place has stains all over it. I feel like they cleaned this
like,
man's house.
Oh, I thought it was an Airbnb that was a low futon.
Because like there was stains on the walls. The carpets had stains all over them. Like I almost felt like he must have 100 roommates here or something, like a college house. What's wrong with him? Drugs?
Okay, there's a lot of ticks.
The sweat that pours off of him at all times.
There's a lot of ticks. There's something off about him. He also has a little herp.
A little herp.
Okay, so you go on TV, you don't even put a little concealer, a little dot
Nothing.
Of concealer on your herp?
Nothing. You don't dab with some rice paper?
I don't think he was a rice paper kind of guy. Okay, so he loves her because she asked him how his day was.
True love.
And he said he's really, really shy. She has a strained relationship with her parents, mm-hmm. and he wants to give her a safe haven. What a hero.
I know, but I think that, like, we don't know much about him. Obviously, he doesn't come from the best background. I guess he's trying to save someone else.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So he went to her aunt and uncle's, and he asked for Rylan, and, quote, he told me no one by that name lived there. And she also doesn't have the data to FaceTime. I haven't heard that in a long time.
No data. No free nights and weekends. I know. No data, right?
Is that still a thing? Because I have unlimited data.
So do I.
Right. So I don't know.
My mom, I know you're shocked, didn't have unlimited data for a while, but even she has unlimited data now.
Right.
And if she has it, I'm thinking everyone has it.
If Andrea has it, then everyone has it.
Shout out to Andrea for her birthday.
Happy birthday, Andrea. And in the birthday spirit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about mm-hmm. some other things.
Okay.
Eating better is easier with Factor's delicious ready to eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Factor is awesome.
Noelle, 2 minutes?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's awesome.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. So these are two-minute meals, so you can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are.
Yeah, yeah. They're like homemade. They're delicious.
They're really good. I've been traveling a lot and I've been keeping my Factor in my fridge and it's so easy to just pop it, you know, and heat it up.
And also, don't sleep on the smoothies.
Do not sleep on the smoothies, pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Noelle doesn't even have a dishwasher.
No, I don't. I'm poor.
Flexible for your schedule, get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you could pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. So I have been traveling, so I've been pausing.
I love that you have that option. You don't have to like cancel. You could just
exactly
pause.
Just pause. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/catfish50 and use code catfish50 to get 50% off. That's code catfish50 at factormeals.com/catfish50 and get 50% off. And you know they're good because I've found things that I like, and I'm very picky.
Very true.
All right. So Max FaceTimes them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. You're so busy with your movie making.
Well, Todrick has a crush on him. He's like, I love your face.
I love your face. I mean, Max is good looking.
He is. So they Facebook search.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all guys named Rylan.
I know. I didn't know that that was like a guy kind of name.
All right. So they Google her phone number and mm-hmm. it goes back to Cassie in Georgetown and they find mugshots. Okay. This girl in the mugshots.
She looks like a robot.
Does she have a toothache?
I don't know, but there's something bad happening there.
The eyebrows and the chipmunk cheeks. Maybe she knew she was going to jail and she was like, I'm going to put some snacks in my cheeks.
Maybe she just got extra filler. Right. She's like, I'm going to jail. It's going to wear out.
Jaw?
Uh-huh. She has jowls.
She's like, let me get my wisdom tooth area filled with Hawaiian punch. It's my favorite drink. I think that's what we should do. All right. So they reverse.
I like Hawaiian punch.
Well, she's full of it. So they reverse search the pictures and they mm-hmm. find that this girl is named Savannah. And it's right. It's some married girl. So Neve's like, yeah, she must be engaged. Her and her husband have
yes.
wedding bands on.
Fully.
Mm-hmm. You don't have an engagement band on.
I know, but Neve, not the brightest crayon in the box sometimes.
So they write to Savannah. And they search mm-hmm. Savannah's Instagram and they send her a DM on Instagram.
Right.
And she lives in Marble Falls, right where they sent the birthday card.
Right. Interesting. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. So then they call Devin back. He is upset. Is he going to cry? Is his herpes flaring?
Okay. First of all, his herpes simplex one is fully flaring. This poor kid, what a time to break out, right?
Right? Just put an ice cube on it.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'd be like, I cannot film until I've healed.
No, you guys have to leave. You guys have
to leave. I'll cut my whole lip off and say that I got an lipsident.
So bad. And then the sweat again. He's like crying. He's like,
but is he crying?
Not crying though. Yeah, I don't know. He seems out.
There's a lot of ticks. There's a lot of ticks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they're going to call this girl and he wants to know. So Neve steps out to call her and she has a secret.
I'm shocked.
In the meantime, back mm-hmm. at the ranch, Savannah uh-huh. wrote back.
Yes.
And said she could chat and it's a different voice than the girl Rylan.
I mean, okay. Totally different voice.
Right. I mean, Rylan sounds like she is on her way to the chair.
Yes.
And Savannah sounds like she's petting puppies.
Yes, right. And just playing in rainbows all day.
Yes. So they're going to Skype. So they get Devin so they could Skype with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my God, that's so weird. My neighbor told me 3 weeks ago that her roommate Michelle was using my pictures. And me and Michelle are Facebook friends. And she invited me to parties.
But you never thought like, to confront her, don't use my pictures. Your Facebook friends, you didn't message her.
Mm-mm. She just invited me to parties down over yonder.
What is that? Did she, was she alluding to like sex parties?
I don't know. I don't think so. But she did say, she was like, yeah, she messaged me and said I was so pretty. And it's like, okay.
Right. I don't know. When I worked at Pizzeria Uno, there was a little group that had these weird sex parties and Jenny and I refused to go and they would get so mad at us. So that's my first thought. Whenever anybody's having a party, I'm thinking orgy.
Wow. Even a child's birthday party?
You never know.
You're like, yeah, I've heard about this Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. Keep Charles away from me. Speaking of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
It's also Jarrett Reddick's birthday today.
I know. They have the same birthday.
Your mom, and Jarrett.
Her brain exploded when she found out.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, me and Jarrett have the same birthday. I have to message him.
God. Happy birthday, Jarrett. We love you so much.
We love you, Jarrett.
If you guys don't know, Jarrett is the singer of Bowling for Soup, and he is our friend, and he is fantastic. And
he's
watches.
Probably the nicest person I've ever met.
He is. And he watches all of this garbage with us.
I love it.
Okay. So, where are we? So,
okay.
So she actually, Michelle, she said move because she fought with her roommate.
Right.
Okay. So they go to Michelle / Ryland's house.
But her friend's house, she says.
Whatever. They go to where she is.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's scared. She's peeking out the blind. She's doing a little peeky blinders.
I would have done the same thing.
Of course. And she wants to talk to Nee first. So they go inside and they won't show her face. And they're trying to make it like there's something wrong.
Right. And I'm thinking like, what is happening here? Like, what grotesqueness is going to happen?
She has on the cutest Jordans.
Yeah. She's cute.
Yeah. And then
girl.
She does have on a little pedal pusher.
I know. But it speaks of the times.
It does. So she comes out.
She's really nervous and everybody's pretty nice.
She's cute.
But that's what I mean. She's cute.
She has the most beautiful lips.
She has great skin. She has beautiful lips.
She has like the shape of her lips. I'm like, oh, that looks like, that's like what people get like fake lips to look like.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I would like, if lip filler would make my lips look like that, then
no,
I would
that's
do
a
that.
Shape.
I know. It's
that's
just
a shape.
Natural
I'm like, she is
shape.
So freaking cute.
Yeah.
Right. And she seems pretty nice. Mm-hmm. She's sweating.
Everyone
is
sweating.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you can't feel a temperature through the TV,
yeah,
it seems like there's something wrong.
Right. You're like, everyone's on drugs. Everyone's having a nervous breakdown.
Right. And it's like, oh, we're in Texas. It's
You're in Texas.
115 degrees outside.
I mean, it's crazy. This poor kid, Devin, he already sweats a lot. He's drowning right now.
Right. So she's crying. She said that she has a lot of problems, basically.
Mm-hmm. And it really was her uncle's house.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I was inside. My uncle.
Yeah, I was
and
inside.
They're like, well, why didn't they know who she was? And she's like, yeah, my name's not Ryland.
Yeah. And she was working at a woman's prison.
Okay.
Can we elaborate a little more?
I know. This is what I mean. He's like, oh, he said that you were working as a personal trainer. And she's like, oh, I was working at a woman's prison. It's like, what were you doing?
Right. Well, that's the thing. I just see her walking around.
With the ruler in her hand? With her,
yeah, just looking at all the inmates.
Okay. Also, she has plugs in her ears with little rainbows on them.
We'll get to that later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Devin, the next day, is in the best color of the season polo I've ever seen.
I know.
He's really representing my color. And she said that literally no one would talk to her when she used her real pictures.
That's sad.
It's super sad because, like, she's all there.
Oh, she's totally there. She's not like, because we've had some weirdos on Catfish.
She's like, no one talked to me when I use my real pictures.
Yep.
She said that her dad wasn't really around. Her mom's not really very nice. She's the only one in her family who's mixed. Her dad's side had 30 kids.
I mean, that's crazy. I know a family like this.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, her dad's like a scumbag.
Well, her dad got up at his mother's funeral.
Yeah.
And said, I have 30 kids I don't take care of. That needs to change.
Yeah. And then she said, and she's like, but it didn't. So
now we don't talk.
Okay. But then I get super upset because she's like, I'm mixed. I don't want to be mixed. I always wished I was white. And it's
that
like,
that makes me so sad. Because it's like, you're beautiful.
Yeah. She's so cute.
I know.
So I guess that's something, I don't know. So now, this guy, what's his name?
Oh, Todrick.
Todrick.
Yeah.
Todrick's like,
I love him.
Okay. But.
Oh, I know.
He's like, listen, he's like, there's someone that wants you exactly you. He's like a mixed girl, a tall mixed girl with a gap in her teeth. He's like, own that gap. First of all, the gap is extreme.
But nobody said anything about the gap.
Right. The gap is super cute. But also, I don't think she was self-conscious about that until now.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. It's like, oh, me, right. He's like, you're tall. You have curly hair. And that gap, embrace the gap. Who mentioned the gap before?
Right. But also, how do you know she doesn't?
Was she like, oh, I don't want to smile because I don't like my teeth?
Right.
No.
And she's like, well, now.
Right.
Great.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So she writes Devin a note.
I will cringe for the rest of my life.
It was nice.
Yeah, I know. But like, why do you have to make her read it? Couldn't she just pass it to him and be like, read it when you leave? This is like when people recite vows. Like, I can't take this type of stuff.
But it was nice. It was a nice note. It was a regular note.
It wasn't creepy at all.
It wasn't creepy. She was like, hey, you make me feel nice. Like, thank you for like accepting me or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that was it. She's like, I'll always love you for that. She didn't seem super romantically interested in him.
I think maybe she was like lonely or like she was in a bad place in her life.
Right. So he said that he lost the romantic part, but he'll still be friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
Noelle, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that he's not attracted to her.
Right. And I don't know. You just kind of didn't have to say anything.
Well, that's the thing. I just feel like were you guys sexting? No, you guys could just be friends.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like, why even say that? Why do you have to say I lost my romantic feeling because of that gap in your teeth? You know?
He's like, what's up with the pedal punches?
I never even noticed it until Todrick pointed it out.
All right. So the update is that they texted a bit. Nothing really happened. He's more confident. Okay. And then Neve asked her, do you have any plans for the future?
Also, she got a haircut. Her hair was very short.
Yeah. Her hair was super short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any plans for the future? I mean, imagine she was like, no,
I know.
Why?
I know. Right. No, actually, this is my last day on earth.
He goes, she goes, I'm trying to get a job. She's like, I'm not really. But she seems so nice.
Yeah. No, she seems nice. She's just
She seems very regular.
I know.
She's like, I was bored online. I was lonely. No one would talk to me.
That's all I think it really was, too.
She's like, I saw this girl.
But him, too. Because I don't think he was madly in love with her.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't have anything to really say about her.
Yeah.
Except that she asked him how his day is.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. He's like, she accepts me for all my herbs.
I enjoyed the episode.
I liked the episode. I thought it was a little bit touching.
Okay. I felt really, really bad when she was just like, basically like, I just want to be white.
Yeah,
it made me feel terrible.
Yeah. But also, Todrick was like, there's so much more than this little Texas town.
He's right, though.
Yeah.
Because I bet you everybody there is racist, makes you feel terrible. You know, it's like, come to New York, honey. Everyone will love you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that what do you, would you find?
Up. I looked them up. Well, so Devin's on Instagram. He's private on Instagram. His name is Devin Witt. So it says, it's funny. It's got a Canadian flag, a plane, and an American flag. So I guess he's from Canada, which I did not know.
And he's
that.
Also from a plane.
So I found him on Facebook. There's a picture of him and a lady. I think it's his mom. I don't think it's a wife. Mm-hmm. I think it's his mom. So he's a former I deliver your pizzas at Domino's. He doesn't work there anymore.
Wow.
And now he's a service advisor at Parkway Ford. He studied marketing at West Texas. He still lives in Texas. He still lives where he's from, Borger, Texas.
Okay.
The problem is both of their friends are hidden, so I can't tell if they're friends with each other. I found Michelle. Michelle is Michelle Washington. She's not on Instagram. She's on Facebook. She has a son named PJ.
Oh.
She is engaged to a lady named Coda.
Okay. And there it is.
Yes. So, and they also live in Texas. They live in Burnett, Texas. What's funny is after this episode, she made a group on Facebook and it's called Devin, N-A-N, Rylan Catfish Page.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and it says, being able to learn how to love yourself, just like myself at one point, some people hide from who. I don't know what that means.
Great.
But it hasn't been active since 2018. But the profile picture is the selfie of her. Neve.
Cute.
Yeah, it's very, very cute. And the cover photo is Neve hugging her. It's very cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, she's
so
cute.
I don't really know his relationship status, but she's engaged.
Okay, good for her.
Yeah, she looks very happy, actually.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that because she's a
yeah,
nice
so
girl.
it's like a happy ending.
It is a happy
And
ending.
they're
It's fun.
raising a very cute child together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think that she met Devin and she's like, oh, never
Yes.
mind. I do
Yes.
too. I do too.
Yes. I really do think
She
that.
seemed zero heartbroken.
Oh, no. She was just, I think she was more upset. Like, are we not going to be friends
Right.
anymore? Yeah. And
Oh,
then I think
God.
she was upset because she found out about her tooth, her teeth. That's
Like,
what I think the problem
she's like,
was.
I gotta add this to the list when I get inside.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna just send you their pictures just so you could see what they look like now. Because, you
Love
know,
it.
in case you want to see.
I want to see
And
it.
that's it.
Okay, well, you know what, Noelle?
You know what, Tracy?
That was a good feel.
That was good. And you know what? I like when I'm able to like find them afterwards on social media because some of them are so embarrassed that they're like unsearchable. I'm glad that I was actually able to find both of them and at least know that they're cool. They're thriving. Their lives are good.
So the thing is, I hope that's his mom.
Me too. But here's the thing, by the comments, everybody's like, I just love you guys. Love you guys with hearts. And that's why I'm like, oh, I actually don't know if it's his
Okay, so
mom.
she's not a bad-looking gal.
He has really nice teeth in all his
He
pictures
does have really
too.
nice teeth. He
In
actually looks really cute in this picture too.
No, I know. He actually grew up cute. Like
Yeah.
he has, if you go to his profile and look at his teeth, he has really good teeth.
Yeah. I just hope that his mom or wife exfoliates and uses some good moisturizer.
She could use some good moisturizer. Yeah.
All right, well, guys,
Well,
so much happened on this episode. We really loved it. And make sure you check out everything down there in the show notes, including factormeals.com/catfish50 to get 50% off and our Patreon, patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast. You can follow the show at Catfish Trash Talk on Instagram. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for everything podcast related and all of my show dates. And don't forget, we have two other free podcasts, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk and Teen Mom Trash Talk.
all right.
Okay, we'll see you whenever. Let's see. Maybe soon.
Maybe soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.